This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now, the latest dispatch from the war on the press. This week, the president swapped his blunderbuss for a grenade, which he lobbed at CNN, CNN being the president's prime bugbear, his bête noir, his boogeyman.
In an unprecedented move, CNN correspondent Caitlin Collins was actually banned from a late afternoon press event in the Rose Garden because the White House simply didn't like the questions she asked the president earlier in the day.
Collins had been serving as pool reporter, there representing the five TV networks, which rotate their reporters to cover these photo ops in the hopes that the president will engage. It just happened to be CNN's turn.
Thank you, everybody.
Mr. President, are you worried about what Michael Cohen is going to say to prosecutors?
Let's keep going.
Are you worried about what is on the other tapes, Mr. President?
Thank you all. Let's keep going. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Why is Vladimir Putin not accepted your invitation?
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. Let's go. Come on, guys. Thank you very much.
We're done. Let's go. Why is Vladimir Putin not accepted your invitation?
That's what reporters do with these things, nothing out of the ordinary. Until she was barred from an open press event in the Rose Garden because her questions had been deemed inappropriate, that's when the press got into formation. Fox News' Brett Baer.
As a member of the White House press pool, Fox stands firmly with CNN on this issue of access. So far, no response from the White House.
The White House has since responded. Deputy Chief of Staff for Communications and former Fox News honcho Bill Shine, bounced from Fox for allegedly abetting sexual harassment at the network, charged fake news. Despite what the networks were claiming, he never said that the CNN reporter was banned from the open press event. She was merely, in the words of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, not welcome to participate. Politico's Jack Schaefer called it The Shining and said that the new communications chief was making the press corps great again. The New York Times' Peter Baker, The New Yorker's Susan Glasser, the White House press corps itself, and as noted Fox News, to name a few, stood shoulder to shoulder, which is notable because signs of media solidarity are rare. At a press conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May, Trump shut down CNN's Jim Acosta.
Mr. President, since you attacked CNN, can I ask you a question?
John Roberts, go ahead, John. No. John Roberts, go ahead. CNN's fake news. I don't take questions. I don't take questions from CNN. CNN is fake news. I don't take questions from CNN. John Roberts of Fox. Let's go to a real network. John, let's go.
Well, we're a real network too, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The condemnation of Fox's John Roberts was swift. And so a few hours later...
I used to work at CNN. They have fine journalists there who risk their lives to cover the news around the world. And to say that they are not a real network or fake news is also unfair. So just wanted to add that in there.
After all, as his Fox colleague Brett Baer tweeted, back in 2009, when President Obama's administration left us out of round-robin interviews, CNN and Jake Tapper spoke out for us. As a member of the White House press pool on the news side, that's what's supposed to happen.
And on Thursday, the Treasury Department tried to exclude Fox News from pool coverage of interviews with one of its key officials. It backed down after strong protests from the press.
All the networks said, that's it. You've crossed the line.
Pete Vernon is a staff writer with the Columbia Journalism Review. This week he wrote, why the White House banning a CNN reporter actually matters.
I mean, you can go back to the campaign when Jorge Ramos was thrown out of a Trump event, and no one in the moment stood up for him. He was thrown out pretty violently from that event.
You cannot deport 11 million people. You cannot build a 1,900-foot wall. You cannot deny citizenship to children in this.
Sit down, please. You weren't called.
I'm a reporter, and I have the right to ask a question.
Yes, you need an order.
I have the right to ask a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
Hi, Chip, yes.
They didn't just not stand up for the veteran reporter. They questioned his motives.
Jorge Ramos was acting like a journalist.
He disrespected the other journalists by cutting in front of them.
No, no, no.
And I think that you notice that all of those reporters were right behind Mr. Trump saying, that's right, we're here, we're waiting our turn.
But that's true, but you don't.
Jorge, Donald Trump says you're an advocate, not a journalist. What's your response? Do you consider yourself to be an advocate?
I'm just a reporter asking questions.
It was troubling not to see people stand up for him. It was troubling in Donald Trump's press conference just before he became president not to see anyone stand up for CNN or BuzzFeed when he attacked them and called them names there. But as this administration has gone along and as these attacks on the press have escalated, I think journalists have adapted. And it's been really heartening to see the support and solidarity over the past week or so.
You know what? There's one thing that the media have never shied away from, which is describing every other gold darn moment as a turning point. Is this a turning point?
It's a good question. I don't know if this is something that we can expect to be seeing every week, someone yielding the floor in the press briefing, or, you know, I don't know whether Trump will provide moments where the press can stand in solidarity and say, you know what, this is bigger than any one outlet.
I'll tell you what my concern is that people will take to Twitter or Facebook or actually to their broadcasts or news organizations and object, but don't change their behavior in any significant way. Doesn't make the White House pay for the continuous attacks because they feel they have to pay constant attention to whatever the White House does, regardless of whether or not it's of any real significance.
All right. Is there really any way to make the White House pay beyond getting the public to care about this? And that goes back to the idea of saying, all right, this is why this is important. This administration is telling you we're not going to allow certain perspectives, certain questions to be asked, and we're going to tell you not to believe what you see and hear. That idea that this is part of a bigger issue is, I think, the only way that you can get people to care, because otherwise it's just, you know, sort of inside baseball and journalists talking to each other.
Well, that never happens. She says on a media analysis show.
Exactly. And no, coming from a media reporter at a niche publication focused on the media.
Thanks again, Pete.
No, thanks so much.
Pete Vernon is a staff writer with the Columbia Journalism Review.
Coming up, finding a culprit in the decimation of the New York Daily News.
This is On the Media.